Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hey, this is Ryan.
And this is Steve, and you're listening to 60 Cycle Hum Minisode, the buying, selling, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's just a minisode.
It's just a minisode. It's not about all those other things. Yeah. It's about one thing.
I'm holding
up my finger.
I'm holding up one finger, too.
We're holding our fingers up and pointing them at each other. This is the minisode where we announce the winner of the fuzz pedal contest that we've been running for a while now. We got over 500 listens on an episode.
Yeah, on episode 45. So thanks whoever hacked their computer and somehow episode 45 has like over 100 more plays than
it's
any other episode.
Almost to 600, which is crazy. Our next like closest episode that is new enough to be in the running for this contest is at 450?
I think so.
Or 460, something like that?
Something like that.
But episode 45, which was is titled Trailer Trash.
Yeah.
That thing like over one weekend just took off.
You know what? I bet a bunch of RV enthusiasts listened to it.
It went from 465 to 575 in like a week.
One of my tags is Airstream.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
You think a ton of people are listening to it just because of that?
A bunch of RV enthusiasts? A bunch of trailer enthusiasts?
Well, let's just tag every episode with Airstream.
That's the secret.
Let's change the name of the podcast to Airstream.
Airstream.
So we've been just kind of like looking at the numbers. Like we get all the data for every single play through Podbean. It tells us the IP addresses of every single person or every single location that downloads an episode.
Yeah. So if you're hacking this, you're really good because we can't figure it out.
Yeah. We were staring at it and we'd be like, well, this IP address downloaded, you know, three different times in one day.
Somebody downloaded it 9 times.
But, you know, even 9 times, that's not enough for one. I mean, unless there's like a ton of people who got together and were like, we're just going to do this.
Yeah.
We're all going to download the one episode. We're going to pick an episode and download it 10 times so we can end this contest. But then I don't feel like people are really even that interested in the contest to go to that level of effort. So something happened that I think the podcast ended up on a Google search somewhere or something. Maybe the Airstream thing. Maybe just because it has a provocative title. Like people who normally don't listen all the time decided, I'm going to listen to that one.
Oh, Trailer Trash.
Yeah. Maybe it was like a holiday weekend thing because it was over Thanksgiving weekend that we started getting a lot of hits on stuff. And people just picked the podcast episode that had the most exciting title, and that was the one. I don't know, but we're going to take it. We were already getting pretty close on that episode, 460-something. So we were already kind of like biting our nails, like, when is this going to happen?
Yeah.
So we're definitely not feeling cheated like if someone did hack us. What are you going to say?
So I was just going to say thanks to everyone who has listened and thanks to everyone who submitted stuff. And we're going to do the top 11?
Something like that. I think it's like a dozen because there's doubles from certain people.
Right.
We had total almost 30 submissions.
I think so, yeah.
I think. And all of them were a lot of fun, but we kind of picked the ones that we wanted to read on the podcast. So I'll start with this one from Phil, and we'll just go through the list, and we'll read them all, and then we'll announce the one that we decided that we're going to do.
Sure.
This one's from Phil, and Phil just kept calling like over and over again, even after he sent this first email and just describing basically this concept over and over again
right
in all his calls, because Phil's decided that he's going to call us as much as possible lately. Robot face sideways, foot switch is one eye, LED is other eye. Robot claws, spelled like Santa Claus, and or tentacles wrapped up around knobs.
That's not even spelled like Santa Claus, that's spelled like legal claws.
Oh yeah, totally.
All right, next one. This is from Sean, one of the Seans.
Yeah.
In Canada.
Sean in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, hi, guys.
I hope I don't have to ship this thing.
Hi, guys. Love the podcast. I'm writing in case the contest for the fuzz pedal is still open. I'd like a surveillance drone in front of a full moon. Thanks.
I like that idea. That sounds really pretty and like serene to me. Yeah. It sounds like the kind of art you would see on like a Earthquaker devices pedal.
Like, yeah,
in their specific screen printed style.
I would like this in a very subtle way where it looks really serene, and then once you finally figure out what it is, you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, but with a drone though, what I feel like there's got to be a different kind of pedal that would be a great use of a drone. Like, what do you like? Maybe like an octave pedal or some kind of crazy self-oscillating delay or reverb or something like that. Like, capitalize on the drone
right
concept.
I could see I think a fuzz does, it makes sense.
Yeah, I guess, you know, so.
Because I associate the droning sound with like shoegaze, and shoegaze is,
yeah,
you know, use a lot of like big dirt and fuzz.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this one is also from Sean. Is it from
No, it's the same one. You got the same Sean? Going. No, it's the same submission.
No, it's... it is. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, one from Co. We really like this one. Please bear with me on this one. A bowl of soup with steam coming off it. The steam says pho, but you know how the O is technically supposed to have the little squiggles coming off of it? Well, those little squiggles should be Z's, so it says fuzz. Asians will get it, and people who live in Claremont and surrounding areas. Love, Co. So pho is a type of Vietnamese soup that is freaking delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, we eat a lot of pho around here. It's, you know, like a noodle beef brothy soup with steak in it and all kinds of vegetables and stuff.
Yeah, and you got to go to a place that's like legit. I don't know if there's like what, like really... When I say white pho, I'm thinking of like the Panda Express of
sure,
pho.
Sure. You got to go somewhere where there's Vietnamese people working.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them are family operations around here. So
yeah.
I don't think that's hard to do in San
Diego. Or hipsters.
Are there hipster pho places?
Yeah, they all have names like Pho King.
Are those not run by Vietnamese people?
I don't think so.
I thought that was like an LA Vietnamese chain.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great submission. I just love the idea of that. Here's one from Trip. You want to read the one from Trip?
Yeah. Hey, guys, here's my idea. I want a portrait of Bigfoot looking over a pair of glasses with his finger over his lips giving the shh face.
It sounds sexy to me. I like that one. Here's another one from Co. I have a new idea. I want both of you to shave, and I want the trimmings to be either glued all over the thing to make it fuzzy or just nicely layered under a classy clear coat of your choosing. Love, Co. That's so nasty, but so hilarious.
We really thought hard about how feasible this one would be, like how hard it would be to do.
Oh, I could do it. I've got a bunch of surfboard resin in my garage. I could do it. The tricky part would be protecting the holes and then re-drilling them
right
for the... for the knobs and the pots and whatnot and the switch. But I could do it and it would be disgusting. Like, because it wouldn't look like a beard. It would look like just a ton of people hair suspended.
Yeah, it would look like pubes.
It'd look very puby. That's for sure. It'd have a pube thing going on. But part of me wants to do it, but it's so gross. Just thinking about that. You want to do the
All right, this next one is from Matt. It says, I'm a big fan of the sci-fi themes and names for pedals. How about naming the Purple Fuzz pedal the Agent Fox Fuzz or the Fringe Fuzz? How awesome would it be to have a zapped-looking Fox Mulder or Walter Bishop on the top?
Who's Walter Bishop? Is he another X-Files character?
I guess he's the guy from the show Fringe. Have you ever watched Fringe?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so Fringe has... I don't know who all is in it. I know that...
What network is it on?
It was on Fox.
Oh, okay.
And it had some girl that I can't remember in it, and Joshua Jackson, and the guy who played... The steward of Gondor, whose name I don't remember.
What are you talking about? I don't recognize any of these words or names that you're saying. I'd end up going with Fox Mulder if we did this one, because I'm an X-Files guy. I like X-Files.
X-Files is on Netflix, and I've really wanted to dive in.
A friend of ours, well, Davey, listener of the show sometimes, I think. I think Davey listens.
His wife does. She's always giving us crap on the group.
he went back and watched all of the story episodes of X-Files. So he skipped all the creature episodes and did all the story ones that have like a storyline. And he watched them all like binge style.
Is there like a site that lists all the ones that have that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I feel like I would be more interested in doing that. I like than the, watching every single episode.
I prefer the creature ones.
There's like 200 something episodes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And like I'm definitely...
And you know what? Scully never like goes like, okay, yeah, maybe there is totally
right
like spooky stuff in the woods. She's always, no, there's got to be a reason. There's got to be an explanation for this. Lady, you've been on this show a long time. Figure this stuff out. There's spooky stuff and aliens and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it should be obvious at this point. Okay, next entry. This is from Jeremy Tuttle. Or Tuttle? How do I pronounce it?
I forget. I think it's Tuttle.
Yeah. Ryan and Steve. The actual image on the pedal is a portrait, headshot or bust, of a robot with a beard.
What's the difference between a headshot and a bust?
A bust has the shoulders included, or the neck.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Of a robot with a beard. His mouth is open as to sing. The art concept is as follows. It's December, an old beat-up, rusty, bluesy robot. Think 60s acid-era future concept of what a robot would look like in the year 2000.
The year 2000!
Is sitting, looking for his next dose of the good stuff. Man, he didn't even write out the shit
No,
word.
He didn't. Great.
Now we have to have the sticker on this episode. Panhandling for some change on the edge of an alley in San Francisco. He's down the street a bit from the dive bar he used to frequently gig with his band that fell apart. It was his only ticket for success, and it all went to hell in a hurry. Now he has 1 month worth of scruff because he's living on the streets in a cold, wet cardboard box. Hope that stirs those artistic juices. Jeremy Tuttle.
All right. Here's
that one's got quite a story to it.
Here's another one from Jeremy. I think the art concept for the fuzz pedal should be lumberjack with thick scruff fuzz on his face because he's so freaking manly.
Whoa.
He should definitely have an axe or have one resting against a tree something nearby. Excuse me. It would be awesome to have him chopping down a tree or wrestling a bear, but real estate is definitely an issue, and too much detail understandably won't fit. I'm envisioning Paul Bunyan and his blue ox, but a very cool Steve original art design. Do people not realize that you're the graphic designer?
Yeah, well, people have trouble discerning which of us is which when they're listening.
Let's put it this way. You don't want an original art design from me.
Maybe you do.
No.
Yeah, me, I'm Ryan. I'm going to make the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I've come up with. There were no stipulations regarding multiple entries, blah, 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 whatever.
There weren't. Yeah, people could have put in as many entries as they wanted, and some of them did. Okay, next one. If it'll load. Okay, this one's from Sean Glass. My suggestions for this fuzzbox art. A psychedelic lemur. A giant beard. Or this. Let me click this link. Does it go somewhere?
It's like a fuzzy pair of pants. Magic fuzzy.
I want those pants. Oh my gosh. Those are great.
I want to see a psychedelic lemur with a giant beard.
Yeah, and those pants. I've really liked the idea of the psychedelic lemur. That keeps like vibrating in my head as a picture. Like it just won't stop moving. Like it's just like, you know, like how the colors scroll and like flash like a rainbow.
Well, speaking of things that vibrate, here's one from Dougal.
Oh, this one's bad. Oh, Dougal.
Bear with me here. It might take a little explaining. I'd like the pedal art to be incredibly vulgar. My idea is somewhat perspective-driven, but the basic concept is essentially this. The pedal will depict a woman's body with her legs spread apart. The focus of the pedal is that the toggle is coming out of the vaginal opening. It is important to depict it in such a way that the clitoral hood comes up and over the LED. Therefore, when engaged, the clitoris will light up in ecstasy. The rest of the body should have an elegant hourglass figure. When our eyes move up her exquisite form, we will be greeted by two perfectly placed breasts in the form of knobs. It may be worthwhile to change out the current knobs with something more pear-like. Therefore, in tweaking the knobs, we can achieve the desired effect. While I'm aware a Big Muff clone would be more appropriate, I'm sure we could come up with a clever name for this little number. Here are a few ideas. The Fuzz Pie, the Peach Fuzz, the Muff Dive, Cunning Linguist Fuzz.
That's my favorite.
Dine at the Y, Dinner for Two, the Fuzz Feast. Keep up the good work, gentlemen. I'm really excited about this contest. The competition may be stiff, but my idea really grows if you roll it around for a while. Can't wait to get my hands on it.
Oh, man.
Dougal.
The Cunning Linguist is an awesome name for a pedal, though.
I've been cringing about this email ever since we received it a month and a half ago.
Yeah, we're going to need to take a shower after that one.
Yeah.
Gross. Sex with a lady? No, thank you.
I would never.
Oh, man. Okay, here's one from Misha Golan. Sorry if I mangled your name, Misha. I think the pedal should have a Picasso-styled painting of Ray Waltzon's head as my favorite Martian, with the knobs representing his antennae. I really like this idea. I'm really conflicted over whether or not I could accurately represent a Ray Waltzon.
Well, that's why it's Picasso-style. You don't have to.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and it would work. I just have to figure it out. But I really like the idea. My favorite Martian is cool. It could be really foily and metallic.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there another one?
This is the last one. This is from Andrew Thomas. I want a big cartoony fuzzy Yeti face on the front of it, dripping blood off his teeth with bits of meat in it. The knob should be labeled as meat or growl or stuff like that. Alternatively, he could be wearing a tie-dye headband or a hat and smoking a cigarette a la Jimi Hendrix.
That's really neat and imagery to me, doing a big white Yeti and putting him in tie-dye and giving him blood coming out and stuff. That would be a lot of fun. Another great submission. Do we want to just cut to the chase
let's
and say what we're going to do?
Yes.
Let's get back there so we can read it again. All right, I'm there. Are you there?
No.
So we talked this over a lot. I printed all of these out and had a big stack of papers, and we went through them all and kind of just debated which ones. It was, it comes down to which ones we really like compared to which ones will be executed well.
Yeah.
And so what we chose is the one from Jeremy Tuttle. Congratulations, Jeremy. The one for the robot with the long story about him being homeless and being all ragged and having a beard. We really like the imagery of a robot with a beard for a fuzz pedal. It's going to look really neat and gritty, I think. So I've got to start working on the art for this thing. And Jeremy, you've got to send us your address. And when it's done, you're going to have yourself a new Christmas present. You're going to have a fuzz face pedal with your art on it. I can't talk right
Congratulations!
Now. Congratulations, Jeremy. You're the winner. We don't have a contest anymore, Steve.
Yeah.
We don't have that heavy weight of contest.
Oh, finally.
Lifted off our shoulders. We can live life as normal people once again.
Yeah, I think we're going to pull something up in the first quarter of 2015. Probably.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have more stuff that we're going to do, but I think we're done with contests for this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's so much of this year left.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll do the same format again, trying to get listens. The whole thing with it jumping listens in 2 weeks was weird. So we're going to figure that out.
What if the next one was 1,000 and some episode had 1,000 listens and no other episode had more than like 500?
Well, maybe people were just trying to win. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
In it to win it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a whole other group that's like the 60 Cycle Hum secret group that's all, everyone, and they're all conspiring against us.
Oh my gosh. It's like a secret Facebook group and they're all talking about us?
Yeah.
That's spooky. It's like Illuminati stuff.
Yeah. What if there was a, like, people making fake Ryan Burke accounts where it's spelled like R-Y-E-N.
Oh my gosh.
B-E-R-K.
Well, wouldn't they just have to do the last name a little different?
No, they do have to do them both.
I mean, there's a ton of people on Facebook who have the same name. You can just sign up with the same name.
Yeah, but in order for it to be a troll account, you have to like change it.
You have to change it a little bit.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's not funny.
Well, it wasn't really funny either.
No, anyways. It's not.
Okay, well, let's wrap up this mini-sode. We don't have any like music or anything to play with this.
No, because it's a mini-sode.
It's a mini-sode. We're giving away a pedal. Congratulations, Jeremy Tuttle. You're getting to get the pedal.
Yep.
Sorry to everyone else. Better luck next time, if there is a next time. We appreciate all your submissions. I'm going to put them all together as like a big super file, like a big JPEG or something, and I'll stick it up on the group.
Nice.
At some point this week.
Cool.
Yep. All right, guys. See ya next episode. Bye.